This episode is provided by Thomas Allgaier and Frenis, based on the most relevant LinkedIn posts, Forrester B2B Summit North America 2026. Frenis is a B2B market research company helping enterprise marketing teams sharpen their strategies and outreach with customer segmentation, ideal customer profiles and deep dives, customer needs analyses, and buying center insights. So imagine spending half your marketing budget just to get a qualified buyer to your website, only to realize a procurement bot actually made the purchasing decision for them like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that is a brutal reality check. But honestly, it's exactly the landscape we are mapping out today.
Right. Welcome to the Go-to-Market Singularity. We are doing a deep dive into the major strategic shifts coming out of the Forrester B2B Summit North America 2026.
And if you are a B2B marketing professional trying to figure out why your traditional playbooks are suddenly completely misfiring, well, this deep dive is your shortcut. We're looking purely at the actionable intelligence shared by practitioners and analysts across LinkedIn.
Exactly. No fluff, just the mechanics behind the change. Because the overarching narrative wasn't about, you know, tweaking a subject line. It was this massive collective acknowledgement that the traditional B2B go-to-market machine is fundamentally broken.
Yeah, we really can't just optimize it anymore. We actually have to rebuild it. And to understand why, we should look at this concept from Forrester's VP, Dave Franklin.
Oh, right, the GTM singularity.
Exactly. He used this brilliant astrophysics analogy, talking about how marketing teams are feeling right now. Like when a massive star reaches the end of its life.
Right, the inward pressure just gets to be too much.
Yes, the core collapses under its own weight. And Franklin argued that our existing marketing and sales models are doing exactly that, collapsing under the unprecedented pressure of AI-empowered buyers.
Wow. So you either evolve and go supernova, or your entire strategy just implodes into a black hole.
That's the choice. And George Colony from Forrester opened the summit echoing that, saying teams are frantically trying to tune up an engine that is already seized.
Which is wild. And if you want to know just how broken the gauges on that engine are, look at the data Karen Loderstein highlighted from Closed.
Oh, the post-decision interviews.
Yeah. They compared what B2B buyers actually said about a deal against what the sales reps typed into the CRM as the loss reason.
And the disparity there is just staggering. I mean, 85% of the loss reasons sitting in your CRM right now are completely wrong.
85%.
Not just lacking nuance, but fundamentally incorrect.
Wait, just think about the domino effect of that for a second. If you're a marketing leader listening to this, every single pipeline review your VP of sales ran this quarter was likely built on total fiction.
Right. You're steering a massive ship with a completely broken compass, and the underlying mechanism causing that bad data is just human nature.
Because buyers don't want to tell a rep that their UI is clunky.
Exactly. They just say, oh, we lost budget. So the rep logs budget, and then marketing goes off to create lower tier pricing packages that literally nobody wants.
It's just an endless cycle of bad data. And Loderstein also shared that 77% of the real reasons buyers choose a vendor never even show up in a sales call.
Yeah, trying to understand modern buyers using traditional CRM data is like trying to map the ocean floor by just looking at ripples on the surface. You miss the massive currents underneath.
Right. But let me push back a bit here. Is the traditional funnel actually dead this time, or are we just renaming the MQL to sell new consulting frameworks?
Well, the MQL isn't vanishing completely, but its DNA is definitely changing. Bill Habib and Saurabh Gujral noted, we're moving away from isolated actions, like downloading a PDF.
So it's less about, is this lead qualified, and more about, is this account prioritized?
Exactly. Those engagement vanity metrics are basically dead weight now. Forrester's Ross Graber is championing this move toward return on objectives instead.
Okay, but how do you actually sell that internal shift to a CFO? You can't really take abstract buyer confidence to the bank, you know?
Well, you sell it by showing how much money siloed operations are actively wasting. Christoph Favre unpacked Forrester's new ARC GTM framework, which is augmented, resilient, and collaborative.
Meaning marketing, sales, and customer success can't just run a relay race anymore.
Right, the journey is a web. If marketing is optimizing for form fills while sales is just blasting cold outbound, you're spending double the resources to annoy the same buyer.
Tina Bean really hammered this home, didn't she? Surviving requires observable cross-channel behavior, not just siloed intent guessing.
Yeah, and if you're staring at your dashboard right now wondering why your accounts aren't converting, that brings us to the second major theme. The visibility vacuum.
Because the internal machine is broken, but the external environment has also gone completely dark.
Exactly.
John Buten had that visceral keynote moment where he literally shut off the lights on 1,500 attendees to demonstrate this.
Very theatrical, but highly effective for explaining the data. He shared that 94% of buyer behavior is now dark.
94? That's insane.
It happens in private Slack channels, closed communities, prompt interfaces. Tracking pixels just can't follow them there.
Plus, organic B2B search traffic is projected to plummet by 50 to 75% in the next 12 to 18 months.
Which is a terrifying stat. Up to 3/4 of your inbound traffic could just evaporate.
And the mechanics of why that traffic is vanishing is crucial for you to understand. Buyers aren't just Googling best software anymore and clicking blue links.
Right, they're prompting.
Karen Leuterstein pointed out, buyers are typing these highly specific 15 to 23 word decision-shaped prompts.
Yeah, into engines like Perplexity, ChatGPT, and Gemini. They feed the AI their constraints, their budget, and just ask it to synthesize a shortlist.
So they aren't looking for a list of vendors to research. They are outsourcing the research phase entirely to the machine.
Exactly.
But here is where it gets really interesting. If a buyer is essentially a stealth bomber flying under our radar, how do we even know they're in the market?
Well, you can't optimize for clicks if the AI provides the answer and generates zero outbound clicks. That's the exact problem Generative Engine Optimization, or GEO, is trying to solve.
GEO and Answer Engine Optimization, right? AEO.
Yeah. Victoria Frederica A. shared a very stark insight regarding this. AI surfaces what it trusts.
So to be machine readable, you aren't just stuffing keywords into an H1 tag anymore.
No, you have to structure your data with clear entity relationships so the large language model actually understands your product's context.
I'm guessing that means feeding the AI consistent, verifiable technical documentation across multiple third-party sites.
Precisely. If the LLM can't triangulate your claims against G2 reviews and Reddit threads, it basically hallucinates you out of existence.
Wow. So if you aren't discoverable by an AI agent pulling data across the web, you just aren't in the consideration set to begin with.
Right. And the timeline here is short. So a Hale sidemare brought up Gartner's prediction that by 2028, 90% of B2B buying will be AI agent intermediated.
So we're talking about agentic commerce, procurement bots negotiating with sales bots.
Yes. And bots don't feel human urgency. They don't care about your end of quarter discount. They don't get FOMO. And they definitely won't sit through a 6-week automated email nurture.
They just parse the data, evaluate the fit, and spit out a recommendation in seconds.
Exactly. And if algorithms are making shortlists instantly, waiting for a buyer to hit your website means you've already lost.
You have to win the race before the bot even starts its search, which explains Forrester's Ian Bruce and Kelvin Gee using that Formula One analogy.
For the pole position one, yeah. That dominated my LinkedIn feed.
Right. B2B marketing isn't about winning at the finish line. It's about starting the race in first place.
Because the buying journey has fundamentally inverted. It's no longer a journey of selection. It's a process of confirmation.
And practitioners like Lynn Ho and Keith Kosicki shared stats proving this. 68% of B2B buyers already have a preferred vendor in mind before the formal process even begins.
68%. Before they ever fill out a form or talk to a rep.
And of those early favorites, 80% make the final shortlist and 55% win the deal.
The implications there are massive. Your demand capture strategy is completely useless if your brand hasn't planted the seed of preference months in advance.
Which means the historical divide between brand and demand has to end, right?
It absolutely does. Brand creates the runway of preference, and demand captures the moment of action.
They have to operate as a single system, especially since the average buying group now has around 13 internal people and 9 external influencers.
Right, a 13-person buying group doesn't all sit on a demo call. One person uses an AI tool to summarize your capabilities and uses that summary to convince the rest.
So what does this mean for content? If fluffy vendor-centric claims are dead, how do we actually prove to a CFO that our content builds preference?
Well, Lisa Gately had a session on exactly this, calling it the proof problem. B2B brands don't have a content production problem anymore. AI makes writing a white paper incredibly easy.
Right, they have a proof problem.
Because buyers are fiercely skeptical of marketing copy. They assume an AI wrote it.
So verifiable evidence can't just be a polished case study on your own website.
Exactly. The AI answer engine will actively fact-check your claims against third-party sources, whether you invite it to or not.
Your content has to shift toward raw expert insights, hard data sets, and peer validation. You have to prove authority through independent channels.
Because if your website promises seamless integration, but developer forums are full of complaints about your API, the AI highlights that discrepancy directly to the buyer. You're essentially just supplying evidence for the AI to adjudicate.
Okay, let's look at the operational reality of this. We know we have to unite brand and demand and lead with proof, but how are the best teams actually executing this?
Yeah, without turning into soulless automated spam cannons. The practitioner case studies at the summit provided some great blueprints here.
Like Cloudflare. Brooke Leslie and Rachel Trier shared how they use DemandBase as an invisible AI brain.
That was a brilliant example. The mechanism there is fascinating.
Right. They aren't just dumping raw intent data on sales reps, like sending an alert that says, Company X visited our pricing page. The AI synthesizes complex signals, like 10K reports and web traffic.
And then it generates a 5-minute actionable plan. It tells the rep exactly why the account matters today and the specific angle to take.
And that system led to 3.6 times larger deals.
The sheer scale of AI output is also transforming campaign execution. Emmer Omara detailed how Optimizely generated 872 hyper-personalized landing pages in a single week.
872. And Emma Robinson shared how DocuSign leveraged Canva to unlock 500 design hours.
Yeah, allowing them to execute a massive global rebrand in just 4 months.
With a 414% ROI, those numbers are incredible, but I have to push back a little. AI isn't a magic wand.
Definitely not.
If your underlying data architecture is messy, AI just plays that bad chord much louder and faster. Generating 800 landing pages with terrible messaging is just automated sabotage.
That is a critical warning. And Nicole Pinato from Uber for Business echoed exactly that. Running agentic AI workflows requires pristine, connected data.
You need strict governance. AI doesn't fix a broken structure. It violently exposes your gaps.
If your data is siloed, your AI outputs will be fragmented and useless. Which brings us to what might be the defining quote of the summit.
Oh, Dave Boyce from Mercado Partners. Automate the predictable so you can humanize the exceptional.
It is the perfect operational mantra. Mechanically, you offload the predictable tasks like initial queries and basic pricing to the machine.
So you free up your human talent to navigate complex corporate politics, assess nuanced risk, and build genuine trust.
Because even if a procurement bot builds the shortlist, humans are still the ones putting their careers on the line to sign the contract.
Jesse Johnson delivered a powerful keynote on this, focusing on human plus AI GTM. She argued AI requires human authenticity.
I loved her analogy. Relying on AI without authenticity is like wearing a vintage band t-shirt when you don't actually know any of their music. The buyer spots the fraud immediately.
Exactly. Empathy and judgment remain the ultimate differentiators. And it was fascinating to see how that played out physically at the summit.
Oh, definitely. Amidst all the tech talk, the most engaged LinkedIn posts were actually about human connection.
People raving about petting robot dogs at the Hyperbound booth, or discussing custom AI-generated perfumes at Optimizely Station.
Or just having unscripted strategy conversations at private dinners. The technology accelerates the workflow, but the trust to close a deal is still forged human to human.
Let's pull all these threads together. The old models are collapsing. The traditional funnel is breaking down because buyers are researching in a dark, AI-mediated visibility vacuum.
To survive, you can't just wait for a click. You have to build preference early and prove your claims with machine-readable evidence.
And fundamentally, the goal of AI isn't to replace your team. It's to automate the busy work so your people can deliver exceptional human value.
It's a complete rewiring of B2B. Teams that adapt will capture the market. Those clinging to old dashboards will just disappear from the AI's radar.
If you enjoyed this episode, new episodes drop every 2 weeks. Also check out our other editions on account-based marketing, field marketing, channel and partner marketing, AI in B2B, MarTech, go-to-market, and social selling. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Don't forget to hit subscribe.
But before we go, consider this. With Gartner predicting that $15 trillion in annual B2B spend will soon be mediated by AI agents, what happens to your business model when your client's procurement bot sits down to negotiate directly with your sales bot?
Wow.
Yeah. When human emotion is completely removed from the transaction, is your go-to-market strategy actually ready to sell to a machine?